Uncensored with Penny for E is proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security. And here's your host, Penny for E.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Uncensored. For more than a year, residents of Kwadakuza have been asking a simple question. What happened to the provincial investigation into their municipality? Today, Uncensored can finally report on what has emerged behind closed doors. This reporting is based on leaked documents, multiple corroborated sources, and off-air briefings with individuals directly involved in the process. What follows includes matters discussed in committee. That means councillors were legally barred from debating them publicly, but this investigation deals with public money, public risk, and public trust, and civic organizations and opposition parties are now saying it can no longer remain secret. This story centers on the Section 106 investigation into Kwadakuza Municipality. A Section 106 investigation is one of the most serious oversight tools available in local government. It allows provincial government to intervene when there is evidence of serious maladministration, financial misconduct, or systematic governance failures. It is not routine, it is not political theater, but it is triggered when warning signs become too serious to ignore. In Kwadakuza's case, concerns have been building for months. Formal complaints were lodged in late 2024. The investigation was initiated in early 2025. And by November 2025, findings were ready. Those findings were delivered to council behind closed doors. Now, just for the listeners who are not sure what in committee means, an in committee item is discussed without the public present. Councillors are legally prohibited from disclosing its contents in this meeting. If they do, they can face disciplinary consequences. That rule exists to protect due process. But here is the tension. This report by Kochter does not deal with internal HR grievances. It deals with municipal bank accounts, disaster funding, major infrastructure projects, long-term contracts, and tens of millions of rands in public money. That is why the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, the Kwadakuza Residents Forum, and opposition parties in council have been calling for all legally releasable portions of the report to be made public. The argument is simple. You cannot permanently shield public interest findings behind closed doors. Now, one of the central issues that Kochter looked at was the 35.7 million rand cyber theft from Kwadakuza Municipality's main bank account. And this was not the first warning. We previously reported that two attempted cyber breaches occurred the year before the major theft. Those attempts were detected and stopped, but they triggered the alarm. Following these incidences, the Chief Financial Officer of KDM, Shamir Rajkumar, compiled a detailed report calling for immediate and urgent intervention. The report warned that the municipality's systems were vulnerable. It called for escalation and external investigation and full scrutiny of the security analysis. The report was initially delayed before reaching council, and when it finally did, it was given only a few minutes of discussion, despite the seriousness of the warning. Council nevertheless adopted the CFO's recommendations and instructed that an external investigation be initiated and proper security interventions be implemented. Crucially, the CFO warned that failure to act immediately could result in a major financial loss going forward. According to multiple sources, the municipal manager failed to institute those council instructions in full. The systems remained exposed, and on the 31st of January 2025, 35.7 million rand was stolen, paid into 14 external bank accounts. At that point, the investigation shifted. It was no longer just about criminals. It became about failure to act after risk was identified. And the investigation that Kochter also looked at was examining disaster-funded infrastructure projects, including the Hulett Bridge and the Kwamfanamondali Bridge. These projects are meant to restore access after flooding. Kwadakuza received approximately 1.2 billion rand in flood repair funding. Instead, what emerged was stark. Tens of millions of rands were spent, deadlines were missed, contractors left site, and communities were still left without working infrastructure. At the Hewlett Bridge alone, roughly 29 million rand was approved for this project and more than 30 million rand was spent, yet there was no complete bridge to show for it. COGTA flagged weak planning, poor contract management and failure to enforce penalties. In simple terms, the municipality did not protect public money. Alongside disaster projects, the investigation examined procurement, including a contract Uncensored has raised repeatedly. Kwadukuza's multi-million rand security contract with Prosecure, a Durban-based company appointed in 2017 as the sole provider under contentious circumstances. According to well-placed municipal sources, the contract was not awarded through a fully transparent competitive bidding tender process. Despite capable local security companies operating in the region, Kwadukuza opted for an external provider. The contract is reportedly worth around 6 million rand per month. According to insiders, the contract had a maximum value of about 124 million rand. That ceiling was allegedly reached around May last year, yet the contract continued to roll. Projections suggest it could reach around 171 million rand by March 2026. Confirmed, this exposes the municipality to irregular expenditure, while Kwadukuza sits with a 270 million rand budget deficit that made it cut basic services from last year's financial year. Now, why these issues belong together? The attempted cyber breaches, ignored warnings, the heist, the disaster bridges, the long-running security contract, these are not separate scandals. They point to a single pattern: weak controls, delayed action, poor consequence management. And that is why the investigation ended where it did. The outcome. Now, what has happened? Counts, according to off-air briefings provided to Uncensored, with direct knowledge of individuals with knowledge of the process, council has now formally accepted the COGTA investigation report. Council also appointed external attorneys to guide what happens next. And these attorneys assisted in drafting an action plan. That action plan is not investigative, it's not punitive, it is not a finding of guilt. It sets out proper legal procedures. But council went further. According to sources, council ruled that the conduct of three senior officials based on the COGTA's report amounts to serious misconduct. These officials are the municipal manager, the executive director for corporate services, and the executive director for civil engineering services. Based on COGTA's ruling, council resolved to initiate precautionary suspension process against all three. Now, this is critical to understand. A precautionary suspension is not a punishment. It's not a declaration of guilt. It's a temporary administrative step used when allegations are serious and officials occupy positions of authority. Each official now has 7 days to submit written representations explaining why a precautionary suspension should not proceed. Only after these submissions are considered will council decide on the next step. Now, according to insiders, the municipal manager and the executive director for corporate services wrote to council requesting that the meeting not proceed. And this meeting actually took place this week early on Tuesday. Council's attorneys advised that the meeting was procedurally correct and lawful. It went ahead, and that is why councillors are reluctant to speak publicly. The processes are live, the legal risk is high, and the situation is described as tense. Now, civic organizations and opposition parties argue this cannot remain hidden. It's not a personal matter, it's a governance failure involving millions of public money, and residents have a right to know. Section 106 exists to restore accountability, not to bury it. This investigation did not end with findings. It begins with consequences. Uncensored will continue to follow what happens next, because when public money is involved, silence is not neutral. It is a choice, and residents deserve answers. So if you want to continue to listen to Uncensored as the story unfolds, we will be following it closely and reporting as things happen in council. And the next council meeting is happening tomorrow, and we will be reporting live on that as well. Thank you for listening to Uncensored. We will continue to follow this very important story.
Uncensored with Penny Faree is proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security. As the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.